The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Third hour of the program, still plenty of time for you to join us here. A lot of people have a lot to say when it comes to this new rule in California that's going to be going into effect in June 9th. It'll affect all 18 to 20 year olds. So that's a lot of people. California is not a small place. So a lot of people who smoke cigarettes and use e-cigarettes between the ages of 18 and 20 are going to be very, very upset. They are going to feel what it's like to have their freedoms wrested away from them. And that is not a good feeling. And it's not the first time this kind of thing has happened. There was a time when 18 was the drinking age in many places in the United States.
I remember 19. I'll take your word on 18.
I'd heard it was 18. I could be wrong about that.
Maybe
in some places it was one or the other. I believe in some parts of Canada it's still 18, as a matter of fact. So some people have had this happen. In
some parts of Canada they don't sell alcohol at all.
In some parts of America they don't sell alcohol at all. They're called blue laws and dry counties. But now you're not going to be able to have tobacco products or e-cigarette-related stuff between 18 and 20, of course under 18 as well. But also, anyone over the age of 20, 21 and up, you won't be able to use e-cigarettes in the places where cigarettes are prohibited starting in June in California. And California is not the first state. It's actually Hawaii that has also raised the minimum age for possession and purchase of tobacco products. So, what we saw with these cigarette bans was that, if I'm recalling correctly, Mark, it was actually the first night we ever did Free Talk Live back in 2002.
I think so too.
Back in 2002, in November of 2002, Florida was about to have an election where they voted on this stupid, mandatory ban for all businesses, forcing businesses to all operate in the exact same manner and prohibit smoking on their premises. But California led the way on that. Florida was not the first state to do that. I believe it was California that was, if not the first, one of the first states to do that. So I suspect that this isn't going to stop with California, that we're going to see more states start to raise the smoking age. And maybe it'll be the West Coast first. Maybe we'll see New York hit it up pretty soon, because New York tends to be just about as oppressive as California, if not more so. So where is it going to go next? Well, could be your living room. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Ian and Mark here with you, 855-450-3733. We're going to go to the phones and to the fun. Peter is listening in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live listening to WPG. Hey, Peter.
Peter, you had a lot to say, but, like, I just got one thing to say. Like, I'm an immigrant, like, 5 years. I'm being American now.
Thank you.
I just got one thing to say for everybody. It's like, it was my choice to come here. And you know what? I embrace everything of America. Because nobody put a gun to my head, you go to America. I came here, and I'm going to embrace everything America is about. And I'm just so proud to be an American. And I thank everybody, the military, especially the police, for making this place what it is.
Well, I'm sorry to inform you that the military and the police don't make America more free. They're actually some of the people that make America less free. So I wouldn't thank them. If you like the freedoms of America, I wouldn't thank them. If you like a police state, then go ahead and give them thanks, because that's what they're bringing to us.
No, I think it's just like everybody's so against everything, but this place is so free, and I'm allowed to say what I'm allowed to say. And
well, you are allowed to say most.
Where'd you immigrate from?
Yeah, I was going to ask.
From South Africa, and it's just, I don't know. I just embrace everything about America, because
what are some of the things that are more free?
I'm glad you're delighted about America, but here's a concern that I have. According to the Heritage Foundation, you can find them at heritage.org, or the Fraser Institute. These are two organizations that create the economic freedom charts. And then there's, I believe, the Free the World. Which one is the one that does the social freedoms, Ian? Can you remember?
There's the social freedom one?
Yeah, there's another one. Anyway, every chart that ranks freedom, the United States used to be on the top, and now it's slipping down year after year.
Actually, I think that Hong Kong's been on the top ever since
You can go ahead and take a look. And Hong Kong was doing quite well, but the United States was near the top if they weren't at the top. And it was some time ago. It was like in the 80s. But the United States keeps on slipping down as time goes by. Now they're at 17th, 14th, in the 20s, basically, on all these charts. As an American, that's what I find concerning. Certainly, if I came from a place that was less free, I'd be delighted about the freedoms that I have here. And I can see why you're delighted. But do you see my concern?
You know what my concern is me being forced to like you, even though we have a difference of opinion. I don't have to like you. All I have to do is respect your opinion.
No, you don't.
And... Yeah, I think I do have to respect it, even though I don't have to agree with it. That, to me, is like, and that's what I...
Well, I think you only have to respect it insofar as you can't do anything or shouldn't do anything to stop a person from having their opinion, but to actually hold respect for their opinion, I don't think you have to do that. Like, I don't respect racism. I don't respect that.
No, but I still got to live with your opinion. You know what I mean? Like... I can't force you to like me. Or
tell me something, Peter. You came from South Africa 5 years ago. What are some of the striking differences between the United States and your experience thus far and life in South Africa? What, you know, just pick a couple for me.
What I've seen some South African this year is like people forcing me to like something that I don't agree with, and I have an issue with that. Like, let me be, and I'll let you be, and I think. Things will get closer if you don't force me to like something. Doesn't matter what it is, but like, it's just, I respect, it's just respect. You don't have to agree with respecting an opinion. You can respect an opinion, but you don't have to agree with it. Like,
thank you, Peter. I really appreciate your call here tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's continue here. You can bring up what's on your mind. We've got Pierce on the line on Skype. Pierce, go ahead. You're calling from Hawaii.
Hi. Nice to talk to you.
Hey there.
I like the way you manage the phone calls. You're having me bust up laughing over here. Good job.
All right.
And nice Cell 401 T-shirt. All right. Well,
thanks. Mark's wearing the Cell 411 T-shirt. You can go to getcell411 to download a really cool free app that'll help you respond to your friends and family and even total strangers if you want emergency situations. It's very, very cool. I highly recommend that. So you're actually calling from Hawaii, which was the first state to pass a similar law that California just passed to raise the smoking age for possession and purchase to 21.
That's right, and it's kind of not surprising. Hawaii is a bit more of a third-world country than the mainland America.
How so?
Not surprising, but...
I mean,
well,
real estate's more, crazy out there.
Yeah, it's more Japan than it is America, I guess you would say. And it's just influenced more by their bribery and politics than typical the states from the mainland, from what I've found. But
are you a native?
In any case, this ties right into that because, of course, these young people, if they're going to get a ticket for smoking, they're going to end up in court.
Oh, yeah.
And the reason why I'm calling
well,
is
most
because,
of them won't end up in court because they'll take a plea deal like most Americans do.
Yeah,
because most people, you know, are
comply,
too...
Obey.
Yeah, they're not willing to, you know, to take the time out of their schedule to go to court when they could just cut a check and, you know, be done with it.
And be done with it, especially when it's a small check, relatively. Sure.
What's the fine out there, do you know, in Hawaii?
I'm afraid I don't.
Okay. Anyway, go ahead. You were leading something.
The reason why I'm calling is because, also, I brought here originally from Mark Stevens and the No State Project, and I've been enjoying some real success in the courtrooms myself. I've got arrested for growing the 7 kind of wrong plants on my patio last year. Decided to learn how to beat these people, and I've been recording my hearings secretly and of those of my friends from around the country, and then posting them to YouTube and adding commentary to just kind of teach people the nature of the hustle, what they're actually thinking like behind the scenes and why they do and say the various things that they do. Because as you know, going into courts, it's just extremely frustrating. It's really sad, really, to sit there and watch so many people come through and not only obey, but to think. the judges for being, oh, so kind.
Oh, yeah, they sure do. You know what? This sounds fascinating. I am interested in learning more. Stand by, Pierce. We're going to bring you back for a little more discussion about this because I want to know, how you're secretly recording your court hearings. I'm wondering, is it legal to do that?
Probably not.
In Hawaii? Well, I don't know. It might be.
It should be in a free country, but again, it's probably not.
In most states, it's one-party consent, not a two, so it might be legal there.
I wonder who will enforce that.
Free Talk Live.
Dentist office, may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to cancel my teeth whitening appointment.
Oh, may I ask why?
I found a teeth whitener that works in 5 minutes that I can do from home.
Can I ask what it is?
It's called Power Swabs, and it whitens your teeth in 5 minutes, doesn't leave my teeth feeling sensitive, and it's a lot less expensive than visiting a dentist.
Hi, I'm John Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs, and if you want to whiten your teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days, then try Power Swabs. There's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth and you're done. It removes stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs risk-free. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387. I guarantee your friends and coworkers will be wowed by your new white smile. Try it risk-free and get free shipping and handling today. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition. We'll take your calls. what you want. A lot of people got opinions about smoking and laws that surround it. Now in California, if you're under the age of 21, so sorry, it's illegal for you to possess, well, it will be in a month, illegal for you to possess any kind of tobacco product or non-tobacco products like e-cigarettes as well. 855-450-3733. But it happened first in Hawaii, and we're going to talk more with Pierce, who has called in. It sounds great, by the way. He's on Skype. I mean, he's in Hawaii, which is, what, thousands of miles away from here? But it sounds like he's sitting in the studio with us. Pierce, thanks for calling in. What time is it over there in Hawaii right now? It's in the afternoon, right?
Yeah, 3:21 p.m.
3:21. The sun hasn't even set yet there in Hawaii. Anyway, you've been practicing in court. You got arrested for growing some plants a little while back, and you decided you want to learn a thing or two about actually going to trial rather than just bending over and taking a plea deal like 97 or 98% of pretty much all charges or all people that are facing charges take. And you said you were recording secretly in the courts of Hawaii. Is that legal? Is it legal, you know, to record without permission or what? What's going on there?
Well, it's a bit of a gray area because, as you probably know, these are supposed to be public hearings, right?
Right.
Well, the judges and the legislators have set it up so that they just leave so much up to, quote unquote, judicial discretion. And so, like, back in October, the judge told me, hey, the prosecutors made me aware that they've found this thing on the internet, and if you're recording, don't, and he ordered me not to. But I still do it through various means, and they haven't touched me, and I don't think they can, because they can't prove it, because I'm not recording video. I'm only recording the audio, right? It still exposes their hustle. I'm still able to basically push the pause button on life, comment as to what exactly they're doing, and then push play again to show the viewer on YouTube that, you know, this is why the judge is saying this, this is why they're saying that, this is why I'm being interrupted. And so basically I've just been compiling evidence. I don't want anybody to have to believe me or my words. I want to have evidence, and I've gotten that now after several months. I've gotten dismissal, and I've become so effective that their only counter tactic to me is to pluck my name out of alphabetical order, put me at the end of every hearing, and then basically force me off of the microphone through the threat of closing bailiffs. And then they run off the bench. I mean, they get up and they leave the bench because they don't want any more to do with this. And that, I know that's a ridiculously bold claim. How can I make it? I've compiled it all on the YouTube channel Cop Watch Hawaii.
Cop Watch Hawaii. I'm interested in this because we've had Mark Stevens on the show in the past. Mm-hmm. I'm a fan of his work. I love what he does. You're talking about Mark Stevens, the host of the No State Project. He wrote a book called Adventures in Legal Land, and I believe he's just published a new one. I was listening to his show today. And I forget what that one's called. Do you know what that is offhand?
I did. I was only able to catch about an hour of the show today.
Okay. So he's at the very least going to
Stevens.net.
Yeah.
With a C.
At the very least going to be coming out with a second book very, very soon. And his first book was really influential on me. And I tried some of the tactics and it just didn't fly with, you know, the court here in New Hampshire. But honestly, I didn't put a whole lot of time into practicing and doing all that. So I've always wanted to see what would happen in a courtroom with somebody who's more experienced with those tactics. And of course, most people are unable to successfully get a video camera or any kind of recording device into courtrooms across America, which of course is ironic considering, you know, supposed freedom of the press. But nonetheless, here in New Hampshire, we can get cameras into court, so it's not a problem to do that here. And it sounds like you were at the very least able to get an audio recording device in on multiple occasions. So I've been looking for years for someone to actually document, do more than just make claims, right? Because there's a lot of people that'll call Mark's show and talk about their experience, but it's a completely different thing to actually be able to hear the interactions between a real judge and, you know, somebody who's in court, as opposed to sort of theoretical interactions of people role playing what might happen. So, you know, what have you learned? What should people? I mean, obviously, no one's watched these videos yet. You just plugged your channel, but, you know, what have you learned? What have you taken away from this experience?
Well, that humanity hasn't really evolved much in 2,400 years since the myth of Socrates came up, because all I'm doing is the Socratic method. I'm not making any claims whatsoever. I'm not saying I'm a sovereign citizen. I'm not saying that the annexation of Hawaii 120 years ago plus had anything to do with this. I'm not saying I'm a constitutionalist or any of these things. I make no claims. I simply clarify the accusations that the prosecution and the courts are making. And because I'm able to do that effectively in ways that just straight up embarrass them and point out their bullying tactics, they can't stand it.
Can you give me one example of what that means when you're clarifying their accusation?
Oh, sure. Well, the best example might be that people can relate to is everyone's familiar with the military and the UCMJ, right? The rules and the courts that the military uses.
Yep.
Well, the reason why they're able to do that is because, you know, when people sign up, it's a voluntary signature, and part of their signature goes to give up the jurisdiction over them to the military courts.
That's right.
Well, it just so happens that there's no civilian equivalent for that anywhere. And so the element of jurisdiction is a necessity for charges to be brought forward. Now, I know this sounds crazy, but it just so happens that all the courts, they presume that jurisdiction is met. It's never actually shown with evidence written down anywhere. And so I simply point this out. I simply ask not what is the jurisdiction. I'm not trying to determine anything. I'm simply asking if any has been submitted by the prosecutor to meet their burden, yes or no. And I never get a straight answer to that because most of my clarifying questions are just catch-22s. They're damned if they answer yes, and they're damned if they answer no.
Well, that's because the whole system is a scam from top to bottom.
Yes.
You know, when I've challenged or, you know, brought up issues of jurisdiction, basically the judge just says, well, I have jurisdiction because I say so, and they just, steamroll right on forward. Have you encountered that one?
If you listen to a hearing I had just this past Monday, I think it's my third or fourth video back, I addressed that exact issue because he tries that with me as well. And I just say that, well, is that your arbitrary opinion or is that based on facts and evidence and conclusions of law? And, of course, they can't give you a straight answer. I mean, to give
one more word out of you and you'll be held in contempt, sir.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, did you just threaten me with violence? Can you please clarify what you mean by contempt?
Well, at that point in the courtroom here, you might be in handcuffs and put into to custody. So some of this stuff doesn't always work every single time. So I'm interested in seeing what you've had success with and what you haven't. The channel is what, Cop Lock Hawaii, spelled out?
It's Cop Watch.
Oh, Cop Watch.
Hawaii. Yeah.
Cop Watch Hawaii. Pierce, keep us in the loop with your courtroom tactics because it's something we can dig more into when we're not as busy on the phones, which is pretty much every other night of the week. So thanks for the call.
Sure.
I appreciate it.
Thanks.
Cop Watch Hawaii. I love the people who are willing to actually try new things in court, you know, rather than just going in and taking a plea deal, which is pretty much what everyone does, or going through the old tried and true method of hiring an attorney, giving them thousands of dollars and, you know, then hoping that they can get you through this without any serious damage to your reputation or your finances.
I think it's a very real form of activism, and the people that do it should be applauded, absolutely.
It's ballsy, too, because they literally are sort of putting their head in the lion's mouth, so to speak, because you challenge a judge, and there's a good chance they're going to hit you with contempt.
We've seen in New Hampshire when judges give illegal orders that were basically found to be illegal later, that the bailiffs will follow those orders. The bailiffs are not there to enforce the law. They are not law enforcement officers. Neither are police officers. They're there to enforce the power and the authority of the judge.
Let's continue. 855-450-FREE. You're invited to join us on Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You may join us here on the radio waves to bring up what's on your mind. And are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Well, stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you're helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com. We've done it. It's super easy to get into Bitcoin these days. A lot easier than it was 5 years ago, and it was a little more complicated. The market has done amazing things for Bitcoin. Right now, it's around $460 per Bitcoin. And learn more about it. You can buy a fraction of a Bitcoin, so don't worry and don't hear that number and think, oh my God, I can't afford that. You can buy 1/100th of a Bitcoin if you want to, or less than that. It's not a problem.
You can buy a millionth.
So Bitcoin.com, we're big fans. Let's go back to the phones, to the fun. First up, Chris is calling from our very own Keene, New Hampshire. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Ann. So I guess I wanted to call in and talk about an issue that was brought up a few callers back about government regulations and small businesses in particular.
Yes.
And how I basically have a personal experience with government and regulations being implemented by an organization called the FCC, the FCC, Federal Communications Commission, with electronic devices. And recently, I know you guys talked about how the FCC was locking down routers or requiring manufacturers to lock down routers. And
that means for listeners who aren't familiar, there was some sort of proposed rule that I think has gone through. I believe we heard that it went through, where router manufacturers will have to make it so that individuals who own the routers, who purchase the routers, who think they own the routers, will no longer be able to go in and actually change the firmware out on the router. So like geeky types like you and I, Chris, we actually will upload our own firmware, special custom firmware, to a router that we might buy off the shelf at a Best Buy or wherever online. And that's always been something that has sort of expanded our options for configuration, and now the FCC is taking that away, right?
It's not just routers, though. I mean, the regulations apply to anything with a modern wireless chip in it, though. So in actuality, what we're potentially talking about is computers. And I mean, to some degree, some of these devices, like cell phones, already are locked down at a certain level. Mm-hmm. But especially where it comes to the Wi-Fi and the way Wi-Fi chips are basically designed, the control is really with the user right now. And you can't lock down – it's not being – the control is not in a firmware component. You can't simply close the firmware. And when I say firmware, there's two different there's two different levels of like firmware. You kind of have to say with a router anyway, potentially anyway. So there's the firmware that controls the individual Wi-Fi chip, and then there's the general firmware, which is like basically the operating system. And the reason that router manufacturers have to lock down the operating system, everything on it, the whole firmware, not just the Wi-Fi firmware, is because the Wi-Fi firmware is not what that's not really what controls or ensures that the device can't be made out of compliance.
Right. It's just a program running on the operating system. So it's the operating system that they're controlling. What exactly are they?
It's basically in the driver itself, and the driver reads something called EEPROM, which is basically it's just flash that's on the Wi-Fi chip, and it determines – basically it's called a country code, and it reads that country code, and then it will refuse to allow the driver will.
So what's the way around this? Obviously there's going to be some sort of hack. There's going to be some kind of workaround.
Is it to buy
a foreign router?
Initially, well, no. So we don't think that's going to be possible down the road because these companies, they have to be compliant, and the rules are actually not being implemented just in the U.S. They're actually being implemented in Canada and also Europe. They've got similar rules also.
Yikes.
So and right now we already have difficulties like getting sources for firmware at the Wi-Fi level. There is firmware at the Wi-Fi level released, but one of the things is that I'm actually one of the people who does, like, I'm one of basically one of the companies that actually has made efforts to get the sources at this level. Basically, nobody else is doing it. So
without getting too technical, you got to remember we've got a general audience here on Free Talk Live. What's the workaround? I mean, for the person who's technically sound enough to be able to reflash firmware, which probably excludes most router users from the conversation we're having, somebody who can go into their router, can upload a different set of firmware to the router, they're going to be locked out from doing that with this new FCC rule. So what's the workaround going to be if you can keep it simple?
Initially, you can get a something called a chip clip and flash it yourself and just bypass the locks. But
physically open up the router and like hook up alligator clips to something and like use a piece of hardware.
The router open and connect.
Oh boy, it's going to get a little more complicated.
To the physical chip, and then you can flash your own firmware.
What's the excuse? The FCC is going to use an excuse for this. Is it terrorism? I mean, what are they claiming that they're protecting people from?
The FCC doesn't have to give an excuse, and they really haven't. They've been very they've said their responses have been basically, oh, well, we're not requiring that. But that's really just a PR. When we actually asked them directly. So I'm part of a group called it's a coalition basically to fight this, and it's called Save Wi-Fi. And when we went to them and we asked them, you know, very, very specific terms, they tried to avoid it, and eventually it was just like they couldn't avoid it anymore, and they finally were like, yes, we're requiring you to lock down lock down the routers.
Because we say so. You know, yeah, Chris, I would love to hear more about this. Keep us in the loop as the Save Wi-Fi movement hopefully develops and hopefully can save us from this ridiculous restriction that's being placed on us. I appreciate the call tonight. I want to bring, let's see, Rob on the line here, listening in South Carolina. Rob, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Good evening, gentlemen. How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind, Rob?
Well, first off, one thing you all had mentioned earlier, California, actually, that law went into effect January 1st, 98, and then Florida actually was in 2002, but if 51% of their business is alcohol, you can still smoke in there. 51% is food, you can't smoke. So, but the gentleman earlier had made the comment about smoking and drinking, and he got nothing out of it except, you know, going to the bathroom and whatever. Well, let's face it, these are mood-altering substances, and that's actually what you're paying for, right?
So, sure. Yeah, I'm glad you went there. I wanted to bring that up. We were just so rushed to get in some other calls. The gentleman earlier who was very, you know, happy that he had quit smoking and drinking. It was time for him to do the, you know, time for him to end that phase of his life. And, yeah, and
right.
Good for him. But certainly he did ask the question of why are people doing this? And the answer is to alter one's state of consciousness. Now, arguably, alcohol and cigarettes are two of the worst drugs to alter one's state of consciousness, but they are two of the legal ones, and so it's no surprise that a lot of people do it.
Concur.
Thanks, Rob.
Absolutely.
Great call, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah,
I appreciate you bringing that up. Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. Let's talk to Doug. He's in Grand Rapids listening to WTKG. Hey, Doug.
Hello, gentlemen. Can you hear me?
Yes. Loud and clear.
Good.
Go for it.
Hey, I wanted to give a shout-out to, I believe, one of the previous callers from South Africa. Was it Peter?
Yes, I think that might have been his name.
Well, welcome aboard. I hope I think I heard you guys say it once, but listening to it. But anyway, I think I can help define what he loves about America, and it's the same thing we all do, but we just don't define it down to the core.
I want you to do that, but I want to have time to hear it all. So stand by, Doug. We'll continue. Doug's definition of what's so great about America? 855-450-FREE. Tell you one thing, it's not the politicians, and it's not the government. But we'll see what Doug thinks. 855-450-3733. Moments remain here on Free Talk Live. We might have time for you on the live Saturday show.
Could you use up to $35,000? Whether it's for home improvement, car repairs, paying off taxes, debt consolidation, emergency funds, or any other reason, LoanUS.com can match you with a lender that can offer up to $35,000. Quick, convenient, and completely online. LoanUS.com works with lenders in all 50 states. You can get up to $35,000 as soon as the next day. Visit LoanUS.com now.
LoanUS.com connects you with lenders, but is not a lender or a broker and does not make lending or credit decisions. Loans may not be available for residents of some states. APR, loan term, loan amount, and other loan details may vary. See LoanUS.com for details.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers. Software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain. You get to call in now. Actually, you probably can't because all the lines are busy. So I won't even give you the number.
But if you don't get
it's
in
always
tonight.
Tomorrow.
That's right.
If you don't get in tonight, we do a live Sunday show. We do a live everyday show. We're live 7 days a week from 7 to 10 at night Eastern time. So even if we're not live on your local radio station, don't worry. We're still here. And we'll still talk to you about whatever you want to discuss. So don't forget to join us online between now and then over at freetalklive.com. We're going to go right back into your phone calls and thoughts. A lot of people commenting on cigarettes and bans. Also, business freedom. Let's go first to Kelly in Nebraska, listening via TuneIn. Hello, Kelly.
Hello, Ian. How are you doing?
Welcome. You're on the air.
Yeah, I was just calling. I heard about the ban out in California starting next month, and I had just read up the other day there's a CASA call to action that Long Beach has actually banned smoking in all public places, including vape shops.
Wow.
But okay. being a vapor and stuff like that out here in Nebraska, we haven't seen anything like that yet, but I just want to let everybody know, try to get onto the CASA website and just take a look, because they do list every state and what bills for your state are trying to be passed or are passed. Or
now, which is it a vaping website? I'm sorry, what was this website?
It's called CASA. It's C-A-S-A-A.
C-A-S-A-A. What is that?
It's a for your vaping bills and things like that that are passed. They have compiled all of the different, whether it's going to be banned, restrictions, anything of that nature.
So it's like the Vapors Association or whatever they're called.
Pretty much, yes.
All right. Hey, thanks for the heads up on that, Kelly, and good luck out there in Nebraska. I appreciate your call tonight. Let's go to Billy. He's in Georgia. Billy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Gotcha. You're on the air.
Hey, yes, sir. I'm a small businessman. I borrowed the money to start a business, and like any American man, I got to pay interest on that money, correct?
Yes,
tax
yep,
time
generally.
Came around, right? Tax time came, I wound up paying taxes. My beef is we let the foreigners come in here buying our businesses up to start off with the motels in our area, and that they have no payments for 5 years. They don't pay interest on their money because it's government money they borrow, and they don't have to pay taxes. Now, something's wrong with this picture. For we're being abused as Americans.
Well, what's wrong with the picture is government. If the government is providing favors to one group over another, then you can blame them for that. Billy, I'm sorry to hear that it's been tough for you, but the government's the group that's screwing over business owners. Thank you for the call tonight. I'm so sorry, Doug. I totally spaced out. We were supposed to have you tell us what was great about America, and thankfully you hung on, so go ahead.
Yeah, it was funny. I had a good time.
All right, good. Here you are again.
Yeah, this is what's great about America, and I can ask anybody in America this question, and I bet they can't answer it because individualism isn't taught anymore. What was it that made the USA exceptional?
Well,
freedom at some point.
I guess the ability to own property in a way that you couldn't own it in Europe.
That's part of it. Yep, that's definitely part of it. But all the way down to the core, it's because this nation was based on the Aristotle philosophies of individual liberty. And there aren't any group rights, for example. They don't exist. We're going to find out when individual liberties are all gone, there's not going to be any rights at all. And so that's what this gentleman loves about America, is that he's allowed to be an individual and to use his own mind. And having capitalism in our hands is the other part of that equation that creates a civil and prosperous society. We have to have capitalism in our hands, more like a laissez-faire type of capitalism without the government intervention and picking sides and so forth. I just got done watching the movie Tucker, and it just infuriates me how they destroyed this man.
I haven't seen it, but, while it's certainly true that the United States has more of these freedoms that you're discussing than other countries in the world, they're losing those freedoms. You know, we don't really have individual liberty. You don't have the freedom to run a business the way you want to run a business. You don't have the individual liberty to put what you want in your own body and do what you want with your own self and your own property, whether it's your personal property, whether it's your home, whether it's your business. So we don't really have those things. It's just something that people can pander to. And politicians can pretend like, you know, there's something that's special about the United States. But as Mark pointed out, all of the independent studies that are being done by groups that are based in the United States, like the Heritage Foundation.
Yeah, and they're not libertarian organizations. They're conservative, usually.
You know, they're coming out they're saying year after year after year, the United States is falling in the rankings of economic freedom around the world.
I believe Caesar's crossed the Rubicon. I know it's been said many times, but I don't think this nation's ever going to reach the point that, its greatest point. I believe that greatest point was in the Gilded
Age. That's why we keep going left, though, is because we totally ignore in all of academia and collectivist think tanks and so forth, the philosophies of individualism and citizen-owned capitalism. So we can't go back in that direction until we define it to that level. Who owns capitalism? We're supposed to own capitalism so we can use our minds and follow our dreams and prosper and create products and create industries.
You know, capitalism has become this dirty word, and it's like, you know, like the term anarchist. A lot of people will define it in ways that are not real friendly towards what it, you know, might should mean to a lot of people like you, Doug. I prefer the term the free market because I think that encompasses the idea of capitalism for those that
free
support
enterprise.
That. And yeah, free enterprise, which can also, you know, encompass the idea of, you know, if you want to have a commune, which is definitely not capitalism.
Right. You want to employ your own business.
You should have that, too, if that's what you want to be able to have.
And actually, I am experienced some of the most laissez faire free market enterprise capitalism. I think you're right. We got to drop that damn word. It's just so stigmatized.
Yeah.
But in a small industry that has no government regulation yet, it's
Which
a
one
recreational
is that?
Industry. Pardon me?
Which recreational industry?
Remote control cars and scooters. I modify engines for them. I got a distributor in Utah. He ships me a new product, and the stuff is made in Japan and some in Taiwan.
Man, anything you can do that's outside of regulation, keep going for as long as you can, brother. Thanks for the call tonight, Doug. I appreciate it. Let's continue here.
I looked up on Snopes regarding the tax holidays for immigrants, the idea that they would, for the first 5 years, they don't have to pay.
Yeah.
This is a pervasive, old
False
story that actually spans different Western countries, and it's just not true.
Well, there are such things as tax holidays for some businesses, like Walmart. When Walmart comes into a town, they'll sniff around for the town that'll give them the best deal on cutting their taxes for a temporary time.
There are tax holidays, and sometimes immigrants will take advantage of them, but sometimes Americans will, too. Think about it this way. What politician in their right mind is going to say, you know what we need to do? We need to make sure them Pakistanis don't pay no income tax. It just doesn't make any sense.
I'm going to Mimi in North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Mimi.
Hi. How are you tonight?
Welcome. We're short on time, so go ahead.
Okay. Well, last week I was listening to you, and I was jumping up and down, and I was saying Charlotte's ordinance for the bathrooms wasn't just bathrooms. Okay? It was for showers and locker rooms, too. And everybody jumped on the bathrooms, and that was it. And it was just, you know, that same sound bite on every talk show there was.
Oh, just to clarify something, you're calling from North Carolina. You said Charlotte. Was it just for Charlotte, or was it for the whole state?
Yeah. No, it was a city. What happened was the city of Charlotte, the mayor, made that ordinance, right? And Governor McCrory had warned him that he wasn't allowed to do it because the state would trump him, in other words, okay? So then the state came out, and they're fighting it. They had hearings on Wednesday, a week ago Wednesday, and it was reported. And there were young girls, you know, in gym classes, and they were saying, boys, in our showers, we have a hard enough showering in the nude with each other. Because our bathrooms, even when I was a kid, you know, the showers were just shower heads on either side of the room. The whole room was tiled.
Are they still doing that? I mean, that's how it was when I was going to gym class, too.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
it just doesn't seem like America can handle, a big room with, like, 12 shower heads in it anymore. Like, you know, something's happened to our young people that they just, you know, they break down and have some, they couldn't even.
Mimi, keep us in the loop as this develops. Sounds like there's conflict going on between the city and the state there, and we're short on time here tonight, but thanks for the call and the quick update on that. Real quick, Ronnie's going to have the last word on the smoking ban in Detroit. Go ahead, Ronnie.
Yeah, hey, I just want to say I've been listening to you guys for a long time, and I think you guys have a great dynamic.
Thank you. You got about 10 seconds to get your point out there.
Okay,
though, so go fast.
Well, I was just wondering, which one
he hit the dump button, because I think he said the S word.
I think he might have.
Oh, boy. Well, it was fun.
Pretty good. I mean, he was able to get that the jab in there at the end.
Hey, we'll see you tomorrow. Online in the meantime, over at freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.